Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.
And we're the Barrel Boys.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in through the web, it is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is Mang, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. So if you could not ascertain by that opening track, changing my format up a little bit for the sake of this episode, but also today we are going to be doing heated rivalry as a concept. This is a cop-out. B, I made a playlist based off of like a few of the songs that I really liked from the soundtrack, And it includes a lot of newer Canadian, smaller, et cetera, artists that I think would be really great fits for the show. So this is basically me acting as though I was like the music supervisor for either the next season, the next few seasons, whatever that shall look like. Basically, you just finished listening to All the Things She Said, which is originally a tattoo song, which was a duo from Russia, I believe. But you just finished listening to the remix by Harrison, which is a DJ based out of London. This is one that has become synonymous with the show and a very specific scene in the show. Now, this is your warning. If you have not seen it, I might spoil aspects of it simply just in the nature of talking about the show. However, I still strongly recommend to go check it out. The one thing that I really have enjoyed about Heated Rivalry, I think it's a great show. It's quick, 6 episodes, an hour-ish each. And it's fun. There's a lot of social discourse, cultural discourse around it right now, which makes it really fun to engage with. However, I also love the fact that it's CanCon. Now, one of my friends had actually said on her like 2026 ins and outs list that CanCon was going to be in. And I think it was in part due to this show. But I also think we're starting to see Canadian musicians get a bigger name on international stages. For example, one of the artists that I really, really loved coming out of 2025 was Saya Gray. Now, I won't be playing her today, but I think it is worth it to mention she's based out of Toronto. And I've seen so many music critics online talking about her most recent album and talking about how it was one of their favorite albums of 2025. And I think it's really, really rare for Canadian artists to get recognition in these broad international music spaces, especially because I think there's a falsified sense of how popular music gets in Canada because we have CanCon laws and we have to play a certain amount of Canadian music on air. There has to be a certain amount of Canadian TV shows on certain networks. And I think that's kind of the network TV side has kind of fizzled out a little bit because we have streaming. But I think it's really great to see a reemergence of CanCon through not only the show, but also the music that the music supervisor chose to put in it. There's a lot of Canadian artists. There was a lot of French artists, which I was really happy about. I know that Shane, who is one of the main two characters, is based in Montreal. I just didn't really expect there to be as much like Canadian francophone music as there was in the show. So that was a pleasant surprise. Now, before I get away from myself, I'm going to play the first few songs that I have for you. Now, I'm trying to decide if I want to play all of the songs from the show like together at once and then go through my picks, but I think I'm going to do one song from the show and then a couple of my picks so I can spread it out a little bit. I do want to start it off with one of my favorite songs from the show, Point Blank, period. This is an artist that I loved before the show came out, and then I think the watching of the show and the context of which this song exists, and it just, like the amount of times I've rewatched it just by nature of like showing it to people or like my friends wanting to watch it with me, it's become such an earworm and I love it and I have it on repeat. This is Wet Leg with Monge 2. This is off of their most recent album, Moisturizer, which was also very critically acclaimed. It came out in July of last year. And this was already a standout track for me on the album, but this, again, just further amplified that. And then after that, we have a song that is, I guess, older in the context of the rest of this set list. And it's by this band, Mama. It's a single from 2023. It's, I don't know, like, this is one of my favorite songs by them. I think I featured it in other episodes. I definitely have it on repeat. It's on, like, five of my playlists. But it's called Bang Bang, and it's just very catchy. I think that this would be a great song in Heated Rivalry, especially kind of in a more intense scene. But I'll let you listen and come to terms with what you think that looks like. And then after that, I am going to play a song by a Canadian band. I believe they're a duo based out of Toronto called Have To, H-A-F-T-U. And this is their song, Take Two. This is another song where I have been listening to it for quite a while. It came out the tail end of 2024 off their EP Confetti. And they're still relatively small. They're sub 200 listeners on Spotify. This song is just below 1,500 listens. And they have some new music coming out. I've listened to their two most recent singles. I'm very excited to see what direction they go with their upcoming project. It looks like they're leading into something. But without further ado, here is Mange 2 by Wet Leg on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Nice try. Now get out of the way. Good job. If you want it, we can go. Run away, run away, run away. We can do it on the phone. On a weekend, that can be a secret.
And that was Half Two with Take Two on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May. Before that, we had Bang Bang by Mama. And at the top of that set, my favorite, Wet Leg with Mange Two. Today, as again, you probably could ascertain, we are doing a Heated Rivalry special. I think that it's important to, even if it's not for you, even if you're like, I don't want the gay hockey, it's important to acknowledge the cultural impact that it's had. And, you know, we're seeing the two main actors, Connor Story and Hudson Williams, like they were at the Oscars, they were at the Grammys, or not the Oscars, the Golden Globes. They just have reached such an incredulous level of fame internationally that I don't think either the two of them, nor Jacob Tierney, the showrunner, nor anybody related to this project as they were doing it, could have even possibly imagined. And I think it's amazing in the sense that I love CanCon and I love the fact that Canadian media and Canadian music is now getting, you know, a more direct international platform. And it's in the public eye and it's in the zeitgeist, and it's not just like a niche media that has a cult following outside of Canada that's like very, I don't know, online, very like specific. Like, this is truly a show where people I would have never imagined to watch it have watched it and liked it. And, you know, there's all sorts of actors in Hollywood and artists that have talked about how much they liked the show and enjoyed watching it. And I think that there's a real merit to being able to cross those borders and push CanCon outside of Canada, especially when it wasn't intended to, not that it was intended to reach that audience, but I don't think that they approached this project with the hopes and dreams that it would achieve such huge international acclaim also so quickly, like as the first season was coming out. Now, I'm going to play a couple more songs. So we're going to kick it off with My Moon, My Man. Now, this is a song by Feist. This is also a song that I have loved for quite a time. I'm really happy that Feist is getting their moment. This is off of the album The Reminder from 2007. The most recent album was Multitudes in 2023, which I was really excited about that release. And I found that, at least on an international platform, Feist does not get the recognition that I think that they deserve. I definitely think that, again, we're stuck in that CanCon feedback loop of people in Canada love this artist and they get really big, but it's so, so rare that we see something explode outside of those bounds. Like, I think a really great comparison might be Scott Pilgrim, and that used a lot of Canadian music. For example, Metric, even though they did the Brie Larson vocals, Metric blew up because of Scott Pilgrim. And again, Scott Pilgrim filmed in Toronto, Canadian production. It had, you know, more, I guess, known actors at the time. But I think it was a really great way to get Canadian content, Canadian media in the broader culture, which is really great. And that was at a time when social media was not as prominent or existent. Anyhow, we're going to kick it off with My Moon, My Man by Feist. And then after that, we're going to play Etta Marcus, who is not a Canadian artist, but I do really, really love this song. And I think that like the buildup and then the climax of the song would be like a perfect Heated Rivalry scoring moment. This is Theater off of her 2024 album, The Death of Summer and Other Promises. Now, this entire album was all hits, no misses for me. But this song was, I think, my biggest standout. I think it's the one I revisit the most often if I'm visiting an individual track. And then after that, I have a Canadian artist based out of Ottawa. This is a new track, Mars Aspen with Baby Teeth. This was released mid-January. This artist, I'm also really, really excited to see what they do. I've listened to the other few songs on their profile, and I really hope to hear an album from them sometime this year, early next. Yeah, they have a lot of great potential, and I think that this song would work really, really well in the context of the show, whether it's Shane and Ilya's timeline or one of the other timelines that we will probably see emerge as the show continues on. So without further ado, here is Feist with My Moon, My Man on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
untouchable and such a lovable end to me. My care, my coat, leave all the high note. There's nowhere to go but on. Heart on my sleeve, not where it should be. The songs I don't keep again. My bones, my face, what day in my face is the calendar page again. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a night, just a night on me, please. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a night, just a night on me, please. My moon and me, not as good as we've been. Is the dirtiest clean, I know. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a night, just a night on me, please. Take it slow, take it easy on me. It's just a night, just a night on me, please.
I wanna be loved.
And that was Mars Aspen with Baby Teeth. Before that, we had Theater by Etta Marcus. And at the very top of that set, our favorite Canadian, Feist with My Moon, My Man. On CFRC 101.9 FM, this is The Mood with May. Today, we are exploring songs that are on Heated Rivalry slash should be on Heated Rivalry slash cultural impact implications of Heated Rivalry, etc., etc., etc. This conversation can really be whatever I want it to be, but I actually don't have a lot of time because I have some songs that I want to get to. So we're going to get into the last few songs. I'm going to play like a bunch back to back to back to back because I want to get through all of them. I was going to play C'est Toi by Satine, which was part of the show, but I'm omitting that so I can play the songs that I think they should play on the show. First off, we have Nemesis, our favorite Palestinian-Canadian queen, with Colored Concrete. This is off of her album Verbatim, released in 2024. This is an artist that is very, I want to say up and coming, but has already kind of been up and like done the thing and won album, like Alternative Album of the Year at Junos. And I foresee a great load of success in her future. Very excited for new projects as they come. After that, we have Afternoon Bike Ride, which if you've ever tuned in to this show ever, there's like a 99% chance you've heard me talk about them. I actually just bought tickets to see them open for American football in August? Question mark? Yeah, August in Toronto. This is one of my favorite groups ever of all time. So I might be a little bit biased, but they're Montreal based. And I think that their entire album, their entire sound with like very electro acoustic, like feedback looping, like some of the themes of their music would fit really well on this show. And I think that I really hope that they get added to the soundtrack in the next couple seasons. Whatever song that may be, however, I'm going to be playing Miss Universe today off of Running With Scissors, which is their 2025 album that came out in September. After that, we have Bless with Tragédie. This is also another new Canadian track. Bless is a Montreal-based trio, I believe. And this is a group that I have been following for a good amount of time, I want to say. I listened to their album Normal from 2023, which I strongly, strongly recommend. It's definitely a standout in Canadian music for me in the past 5 to 10 years. And then if we have time, we will hear from Snail Mail with Dead End. Snail Mail is another great group. I don't believe they're Canadian. They're a little bit larger than some of the artists I've played today. And they have their third album, Ricochet, coming out the tail end of March. I don't know why I said it like that. But they're a great group. They're playing in Toronto sometime soon. And I was just talking about all the concerts that I want to go to, even though I said that I wasn't going to buy any concert tickets. That already has failed. But they're another artist that I think would do really well on this soundtrack for upcoming seasons. So without further ado, Colored Concrete by Nemesis on CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May. I hope to see you, or I guess have you listen to me, question mark, next week, where everything will be completely different. And I have no idea what I'm doing yet. So I can say that with probably certainty. So this is Nemesis on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Brushing dry out or go south? What does it mean? Mattress taller than my feet can reach. Just hanging there.
sans cesse. Si c'est la vie qui me tend un piège, tant pis, je me fais, je me fais.
Charlotte Cardin. The Office of VP Research offers undergraduate students meaningful opportunities to engage in discovery-based learning and to develop research and presentation skills through their Undergraduate Student Summer Research Fellowship and the Undergraduate Student Research Award. Do you self-identify as a Black or Indigenous person? There are allocated funds through the USRA to help address the disproportionate underfunding of Black and Indigenous scholars at the undergraduate level. All projects are paid full-time work under the guidance of a faculty researcher and run from May through August. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department supervisor today. Application intake and deadlines are set by each department, so contact your department or supervisor today. Access the website to learn more, queensu.ca/VPR/resources/undergraduate. For general inquiries, contact Tracy Allen at allent@queensu.ca.
On Saturday, February 7th, the Carr Harris Cup returns to CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 7 p.m. to catch the 140th anniversary clash between the Queens Gaels and their crosstown rivals, the RMC Paladins. The Carr Harris Cup is more than just a game. It is a celebration of history, pride, and the Kingston community. And you can catch all the intense action on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Tickets are on sale now for Side by Side Union Gallery's annual major fundraiser. Join them on Saturday, February 7th for an evening of live music, artsy activities, and a lottery-style draw where everyone is a winner. Take home a one-of-a-kind artwork and support Union Gallery's nonprofit mission. Come visit the exhibition or check out the online catalog to see the 100-plus works available. Head to uniongallery.ca and get your ticket for Side by Side today. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM are turning up the heat this winter with a stacked lineup of shows. At the Broom Factory, don't miss out on Metal Fusion cellist extraordinaire Raphael Weinreth Brown on January 23rd. On February 14th, you can see local rockers Casador take the stage, while Canadian punk rockers The Flatliners are live on February 20th. And don't miss out on Daniel Romano's Outfit on March 13th, followed by Schoolhouse and Braden Lamb on March 15th. And the winter season rounds up with The Sheepdogs live at Kingston Grand Theater on March 16th. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Good morning.